Andrew Peterson, Rise and Shine on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, because I know Jason Kanz loves the idea of teaming up with Andrew Peterson on a Tuesday morning, don't you?
I do. I as soon as you said Andrew Peterson's name, a smile came over my face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Wing Feather Saga.
I'm listening to it again right now, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
So, probably my fourth or fifth time through the book series. So
you're not afraid to listen to things and read things and watch things repeatedly.
That's for sure. There's some that I go back to very often. The Great Divorce, I think, by C.S. Lewis, which is probably my favorite book. I've listened to, a dozen or more times at this point.
Mm. Yeah, that's a classic for sure.
It is.
I saw, Max McLean, I think, acted in a theatrical production of that. So
yeah, yep, he did, for sure.
All right, well, let's
see. And for those who don't know, it's not actually about divorce.
No.
So I think sometimes that title throws people off.
Huh.
It's about people taking a bus trip to heaven. And hopefully that intrigues people enough. But it's a very, very, I love the story. Just such good storytelling.
Why not call it Bus Trip to Heaven?
I don't know. he actually explains in there why it's called The Great Divorce.
Okay, but, all right.
Yep.
Let's see. I wanted to say we drove by your house last night as working with Michael on his driving and did honk. I don't know if you noticed a honk close to 8 o'clock, but that was us.
I did not notice a honk close to 8 o'clock.
Okay.
No, I did not. Sorry.
All right. All right. Parallel parking, the big challenge for young drivers, you know?
So. It's a challenge for older drivers.
Yeah.
Too, like me.
I enjoy it. I mean, you just kind of go hard to the right while you're backing up. But it's, you know, if you're a young driver, to do that simultaneous, and then as soon as you kind of are on the angle, then unleash it and it almost parallel parks itself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a learned skill for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah. Trying to teach that, though, is another thing. I think the patience of teachers, God bless them, right?
Yes, for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. But then, I don't want to name any kids, but then I got home. My wife had got me some ice cream because I had expressed interest in her keto ice cream. And she's like, that's mine.
Okay.
But then she got me some. It's like some natural ice cream. I don't know. There's sugar content, but it's lower. And then one of my children then said, nobody ever gets me anything like that except what I get myself. And I thought, if you only knew how much we've gotten you. And I think you do know some of it. And then one of the other children said, this special treat that I'm enjoying, my ice cream I bought for myself. Now people are thinking we don't buy any. It just kind of works out if you want some special treats. And then I tried to explain to said child, I'm like, well, mom got this for me because I'm her husband. And the child said, well, she's my mom. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. That can be a challenge, right? I think that the issue we run into in our house is Tessa, our youngest, often wants things, and she then doesn't eat them. She wants them to hang around for a month and a half, and the rest of us will eat it. And then she'll say, I never got a chance to eat that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. I'll close with that. And this yesterday, somebody, another of our children, has been having some root beer and then leaving it in the fridge. And so. Yeah, I did succumb to, I'm like, well, I'm going to try some root beer. And then I put it back. And I'm like, it's kind of flat, which is be obvious. And then a day later, it was still there. So then I noticed there was a little bit, and I finished it. And then the child was like, where's the root beer? I'm like.
Right. Yeah.
And then, you know.
Yeah,
do you fess up? And I did. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it's a no-win.
Offer to buy her one. All right, we got some stuff to do here. We're doing the story that everyone needs to hear. We're Exodus is Larry Crabb, the epilogue of 66 love letters, which everyone needs to consume at one point. And so here's Exodus. I'll read it. You give me your thought. He sums it up this way, as if the Lord was giving you it in a paragraph. I will do whatever it takes to fully restore my family and to have them with me forever. My plan centers on revealing the lengths to which my love will go to bring you to my party. You walked away from me, but when you realize who I am, you'll want to come back.
Yeah, you know, what stands out to me there is this idea of God wanting to restore relationship. And, you know, we've talked on here before that it's all about relationship. And, of course, our friend Larry often said that. And that's just what stands out to me there is that God will go to every length to restore relationship.
And I like the way he creatively puts, you know, it's who, you know, I am is how God identifies and Exodus, he includes that there. So, good stuff. Yep. All right. Tomorrow, we'll do Leviticus and Numbers together, so brace yourself for that. But we've got Galatians 3, 25 and 26 today.
Yeah, it says, and now that the way of faith has come, we no longer need the law as our guardian, for you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
And Galatians 3, 26 particularly, I'm thinking, is pretty well known. So, here we go. Beloved, my son has come. He has set you free, and you are no longer in bondage to sin. I welcome everyone as daughters and sons. Jason, in some ways, even as I read your take on that, I'm like, boy, that's a great summary for the whole book of Galatians right there.
It is, right? I mean, we are welcomed, and by the grace of God, we are welcomed as daughters and sons. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think we forget that, and it's good to be reminded.
And also, he has set you free, and you are no longer in bondage to sin. So there we go.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
And so we try not to be entangled by it, right?
We try. Yeah, it's a daily battle.
The race we run. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jason Cairns from jasoncairns.com. All right, birthdays today, July 11th, 2023. We go to the listener line, and we see that birthday Bob in Rice Lake wishing a happy birthday to our daughter, Grace. He says, happy birthday, Grace Halverson. May you experience your best birthday yet as you leave your teenage years behind and embrace your best days that are yet to come. Blessings to you. Yeah. Thank you, Bob, for that. Bob had said, give us an update on Grace. So I think I did... I messaged her privately and in our family chat and even on Facebook, gave her birth. This is what I said to her on Facebook. Happy birthday to an amazing, incredibly hardworking young woman. Grace, you finally reached the age you've wanted to be since you were 10. She's always wanted to be older. She's 20 today. You see what you want and you go after it. You make things happen. You are a leader. I love you so much and I'm so grateful you're my daughter. Thanks for being you. So anyhow, she is in the midst of the ultrasound program at the Tech. She's about halfway through, another year to go. And she's determined and hardworking. She's our world traveler, having been to Norway and Tanzania and Guatemala and Israel and the UK. And she's going back to the UK in a week to visit a friend. So she's a strong woman and she's going to make things happen wherever she is. So we love you, Grace. Etiquette around the world, huh?
Yes. So if you are ever in a foreign country and you're just wondering, hey, what's accepted? What's impolite? We're informing you at least about a few rather strange or peculiar etiquette practices. Not strange there, but maybe strange to us here in the States. For instance, in Norway, you must never use your hands to eat.
Huh.
No finger food fellowships there, I guess.
I'm going to just mention my daughter Grace is the only one from the family who's been in Norway. She's turning 20 today. And,
happy birthday, Grace.
I have to talk about that with her. Hey, Iceland. Now, in Iceland, which has become increasingly common to go on vacation to, by
beautiful.
The way. Burping in public is socially acceptable.
Is. Not isn't, but is.
That seems weird to me.
Iceland. Interesting. World's most peculiar etiquette practices in Italy, you never put Parmesan on pizza. Their Olive Gardens even offer it over there.
Wow. We like to put that on all sorts of things here. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, don't point at anyone.
Don't do it.
Huh.
Etiquette around the world in Japan, to say thank you, slurp your food.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
You know what? Interestingly enough, Slurpees are free at 7-Elevens today. I know we don't have one in the area, but anyhow.
If you want to make the drive, sure.
I saw them doing it on television. In Argentina, don't use the okay or thumbs up gestures. Don't do it.
I have heard that, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and again, it's just, you know, different cultures,
yeah.
Right? In Venezuela, this is something that I think a lot of people would like around here, too. Place a broom behind the door to signal you're ready for guests to leave. I mean, you know, in Wisconsin, we just, you know, you slap your thighs and say, well,
or you say goodbye for 45 minutes in Wisconsin, right? Well, that's interesting, all right? Also, in Slovenia, tipping is not customary.
Huh. Etiquette around the world in Albania. So in Slovenia, tipping isn't customary. In Albania, you tip doctors and nurses for their service.
Wow. Huh. So you even tip them. I imagine you tip people on the lower levels, too. In Hungary, don't clink your glass when you're toasting.
I always thought that was the most fun part.
I thought that was the part
of it. We did
that
with our orange juice glasses and stuff as kids. In Jamaica, try all food on the table. I'm okay with that. Gotta try everything.
Oh, yeah, right. There you go. And finally, in Portugal, never ask for salt with your dinner. Just don't do it. Well, interesting. Etiquette around the world. The things you learn on the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB. Natalie Grant teaming up with Corey Asbury on WIB.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
So let that lonely feeling wash away.
When you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground,
you will be found. To let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, and you will be found. There's a place where we don't have to feel unknown. And every time you call out, you're a little less alone. And oh, and if you only say the word,
oh,
from across the silence, your voice is heard.
knees once again. In the wake of everything I had planned, and don't have room for all these feelings. Only you know what I'm dealing with. So here I am, reaching out once again. Forsake me. You've been holding me the whole time.
From the group Lion and Bear, it's Cling on WWIB, taking us to the 7:30 weather on this Tuesday trivia, July 11th. Yeah, your chance to win coming up after 7:45 here on the Wib Wake Up Show. We're 2 hours in, and the weather brought to you by Bush & Gillis Furniture. Ready to help you furnish your home or cabin, Bush & Gillis.
The Benny Boys at Bush & Gillis Furniture announced their summer Serta truckload sale. The new Serta mattress lines are now available, with mattresses starting at under $200. The semi will be at the Spooner store, but sale prices are good at all three Bush & Gillis locations. Bush & Gillis Furniture offers 12 months financing available with approved credit. Delivery and disposal are available. So come to the Serta Memorial Truckload Sale, with Serta mattresses starting at under $200 for a limited time at Bush & Gillis Furniture, Spooner, Ladysmith, and Rice Lake.
Temperatures climbing across western and central Wisconsin. We're up to 60 degrees right now. The WWIB studios in Hallie between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Top of the hour temps at 7 a.m. 54 in Menominee, 53 in New Richmond and in Baldwin, as well as River Falls. Cornell at 52 degrees. Abbotsford and Stanley 52 and 53 respectively. 56 in Marshfield. 54 over in Cronenwetter and Wausau. Ogama at 51. Bruce and Ladysmith Twins at 54. Phillips 49 degrees top of the hour. Shell Lake and Spooner at 50 and 49 respectively. 46 in Hayward, 50 degrees in Rice Lake as of 7 a.m. Also Mondovi checking in at 57. 55 in Osseo at 7 o'clock. 59 in Arcadia and 58 degrees in Holman. Today in the Chippewa Valley, expecting fair skies to continue throughout much of the day. Sunshine and a high of 77 degrees. A very temperate day for almost mid-July. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy and 58. For your Wednesday, a high of 75 degrees, partly sunny. 40% chance of that rain that continues into Wednesday night with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And a low down to 57 degrees. On Thursday, a chance of showers and T-storms in the morning. 30% chance is all. Warming up, high of 81 degrees with partly sunny skies. 20% chance of rain on Thursday night. Mostly clear and down to 59 degrees in the Chippewa Valley.
Meanwhile, in the Cooley region, those listening at 93.7 FM and the live stream at WIB.com. Fair and 63 at the airport in La Crosse. Looking for sunny and 79 today. A little cooler than mostly cloudy. Lows around 62 tonight. A 30% chance of some early morning showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. on Wednesday. The rest of Wednesday, a 50-50 prospect of showers, highs of 78, and then mostly sunny and 83 on Thursday in the La Crosse area.
WIB Wake Up Show weather this hour brought to you by Bush & Gillis Furniture. Shop for furnishings for every room of your home or your cabin at Bush & Gillis Furniture in Ladysmith, Rice Lake, and Spooner.
All right, music on the way from the Newsboys and Scott Crepain. This is a brand new group, Sophie Ka Heights. Set Me Free on WIB. Good morning.
Like I just opened my eyes for the very first time in my life. So bright that I lit in the light. I was blind, but you gave me sight. All the weight I used to keep falling off of me. One foot in front of the other. Just a change. I am not the same. I finally feel your comfort. I can hold it back. Hold it back. Cause I was broken inside. You were there. You were there. And you opened my eyes. Now I know I'm not alone. Because I feel you right next to me. Cause where there was just darkness, I can see. We'll be right back.
wasn't just a prodigal. I was feeling like a criminal, undependable and cynical. I was a wild child, like a bullet coming from a gun. I was reckless, I was on the run. Couldn't fathom all the damage done. I was a wild child. I didn't think that I could ever change, or that my heart would even want to. All the fears that I never faced were building lies I couldn't break through. Nobody else could have reached for me, could have pulled me out, could have set me free. Hallelujah. Jesus did.
This is Scott Crepane, and you're making a good choice by listening to WWIB. Great music with lyrics you can trust.
Some people tell me that I look kind of funny. My nose is red and the braces didn't work at all. They say the clothes I wear are all out of fashion. I don't fit in and should be shopping at a different mall. I studied classical piano when I could have been playing guitar. If I know all the lingo, it doesn't mind if I'm not hanging with a certain guy. Some people still believe in building an image, but I'm fine, and that's a worry I can do.
I'm not cool. It's Scott Crepane with that acknowledgement here at WWIB. We're coming up on your chance to win in Tuesday Trivia next on the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB. Great to have you aboard with us this morning on this July 11th. And hey, finding a cobra in your mailbox, that would be a huge surprise and a scary one. But what might be an even bigger surprise is how much money you can save on a new Ford F-150 XLT right now at Eau Claire Ford. Now through the end of the month, you can get up to $8,000 off on any new Ford F-150 XLT during the July summer cruising event at Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane. That's right. Wasn't that long ago that the selection of new Ford F-150s was really low. But now they have a huge selection. In fact, it's probably the best selection of new F-150s that they've had in 3 years. And if they don't have exactly the new Ford truck that you're looking for, they can get it. And remember, at Eau Claire Ford, because they sell so many nice used vehicles, they'd love to take your vehicle in on trade, or if you prefer, they'll pay you cash for it. Come to Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane's summer cruising event through July 31st only. The new Ford F-150 XLT is one amazing truck. And right now at Eau Claire Ford, you can get up to $8,000 off. Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane on the corner of I-94 and Highway 93, Eau Claire.
Ah, summertime. Living the dream on the deck with the boys from
Bjorkstrand.
Watching skeeters and checking out the view. Whoa, now that's an ugly one. So's that one. And talk about a curly asphalt mess. Well, these neighbors need a new metal roof. Back with a 50-year, non-prorated, and transferable warranty. Yeah, with a new metal roof, at least these neighbors won't spend the summer being bugged by an ugly roof.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678.
20 below. Foot of snow. What? What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgalla can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
Kids, WWIB's Summer Reading Challenge is back. We have three prizes for you this year. A free kids pizza and pop from Sammy's Pizza in Eau Claire, a tasty cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake, and your very own jam, jelly, or apple cider from Avenue Orchard. Print certificates at WWIB.com, then read 5 books of your choice. A big thank you to Avenue Orchard of Eau Claire for helping us share the joys of reading. WWIB.com/reading challenge.
All right, we've got a fun and unique trivia question for you. It's moments away and your chance to win on WIB on this Tuesday morning. You know what, Mom and Dad, it can be fun to go to the dentist. It really can't bring your kids to Smiles in Motion. Pediatric Dentistry at Dental Office created 100% with your kids in mind. Locations in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Menominee, Hudson, and Amory. Smiles in Motion, where lasting smiles begin. Tuesday trivia in a minute.
Monday, farmers markets at Sandy Acres and Elk Mound, 3 until 7 p.m. Bring the kids to visit their beautiful farm right off Highway 29 and add beef, lamb, pork, chicken, bison meat, honey, eggs, baked goods, and jams to your kitchen table. Check the Sandy Acres Facebook page to see their weekly rotation of food trucks, vegetable vendors, fresh flowers, and see the miniature Herefords, goats, sheep, and lambs. Monday markets are held all summer long, 3 until 7 p.m., bringing local farmers directly to your table. Sandy Acres of Elk Mound, Mondays.
Sometimes in life, you need an upgrade. It just makes things better. And MyPillow has been upgrading too with the MyPillow 2.0 and the MyPillow Mattress Topper 2.0. The latest in technology for the ultimate in comfort and deeper, more restful sleep. Unlock huge savings on the MyPillow 2.0 and MyPillow Mattress Topper 2.0. MyPillow.com, promo code WWIB. It is Tuesday trivia time on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Havel with you. We are giving you a chance once again to win a digital download of the hit film Jesus Revolution. Now, last time we did this, we actually did an upgrade with the prize, so we never gave it away. So we still have it for you, a chance to get Jesus Revolution in your home for free. 715-723-2555. As always, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call 715-723-2555. And kind of an interesting audio trivia this morning, Alvo.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you talk to kids, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do when you grow up? And it's, so it deals with that. And so we're going to have actual audio of a child being asked that, and you have to guess what she answered.
All right.
So, again, that's how it works. You need to call 723-2555, and here is the little girl being asked the question.
So, Abby, what do you want to be when you grow up?
What do you mean?
What do you want to do when you grow up? What would you like to do?
All right, so you hear her being asked. You hear her. Abby responds a little bit. Let's listen one more time.
So, Abby, what do you want to be when you grow up?
What do you mean?
What do you want to do when you grow up? What would you like to do?
What does she want to do?
So we're not telling you how old Abby is, but we're giving you that audio so you can have an approximation. What does Abby want to do when she grows up? What profession? What job? What does she want to do when she grows up? 715-723-2555.
We're not telling you how old she is because we don't know.
We don't. We don't. We want to give you a Jesus Revolution digital movie download, though. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. No penalty for wrong answers. You can keep on guessing again as long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days.
All right. Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Good morning. I'd like to say that she would like to be a mother.
A mother. A mother. That is a wonderful job.
Yeah.
A wonderful profession. God bless the mothers. But how was it what Abby answered?
That is not.
It is not. Try again. 715-723-2555.
Good morning. What does Abby want to do when she grows up?
She would like to be a doctor.
A doctor.
Good try, but that's not it.
Not a doctor.
And let's see.
715-723-2555. Abby, that you just heard in the clip, what does she want to do when she grows up?
Mm-hmm.
715-723-2555. You know, a lot of different things.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to be a football player, and then I realized they get hurt a lot. Then I wanted to be a basketball player. Then I realized I wasn't good at that.
Uh-huh.
Then I wanted to write and illustrate children's books.
Huh.
And,
interesting.
Yeah. I probably a few other things in there as well.
For me, it was lawyer or sportscaster. And then I was like, yeah, lawyer's just too much schooling. So sportscaster was what I went with.
There you go.
Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Does she want to be a nurse?
Does she want to be a nurse?
A nurse.
She didn't want to be a doctor. Does she want to be a nurse?
No.
Not a nurse. 715-723-2555.
Good job, though.
Tuesday trivia.
Boy, nurses do a great service and they get paid well. Good morning.
I'm guessing a counselor.
A counselor.
Counselor.
Does Abby want to be a counselor? No. Again, young Abby in the clip. We don't really know much about her other than we just found this clip and found it interesting. Her mom saying, what do you want to do when you grow up? Yeah.
In the Google age, we've got
to find something that isn't easy. And you know what? If you can Google this, I guess.
I think we're going to push to 8:15. But good morning. What's your guess?
School teacher.
A school teacher. That's a classic answer.
Thank you, teacher.
Not correct. All right. Well, we've run out of our music. I'm going to start it up again because it's so fun. But 723-2555, what does Abby want to do when she grows up? Hi, what do you think?
Hello. She says she wants to take care of monkeys.
She wants to what?
Take care of monkeys.
Huh. Take care of monkeys.
All right, let's listen to the question and see here. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Michael, and I'm from Eau Claire.
Michael and Eau Claire. All right, take care of monkeys.
Take care of monkeys.
That's correct, Michael.
What? Michael, how in the world did you know that?
You know what? I was actually just watching a video right when you guys were saying something about it. so it was perfect.
That is...
Was it TikTok, Facebook? Where did you see it?
YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube.
There we go.
You were meant to win, Michael.
I guess so.
I was meant to win a few weeks ago, but, you know, I think God... right now to be the perfect time.
Well, there you go, Michael. We're going to hook you up with a free digital download of the Jesus Revolution movie, my friend. You hang on. Yes, Abby wants to take care of monkeys.
I know it. And Michael, I thought we were for sure going to go to 8:15.
I thought we were
going
to stump you guys for forever, but you know what? I guess, you know, it pays to watch YouTube and to listen to WIB.
At the same time. Thanks so much for being a listener to WWIB. Here's the latest from Lauren Daigle.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions, will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights and tears. All of the darkness trying to fight my fear. So long, alone. started breathing. The weight is lifted. Here with you, it's easy. My head is finally clear. There's nothing missing when you are by my side. I took the long road, but now I realize I'm home with you. I'm home.
It is Tuesday trivia time on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Havel with you. We are giving you a chance once again to win a digital download of the hit film Jesus Revolution. Now, last time we did this, we actually did an upgrade with the prize, so we never gave it away. So we still have it for you, a chance to get Jesus Revolution in your home for free. 715-723-2555. As always, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call 715-723-2555. And kind of an interesting audio trivia this morning, Alvo.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you talk to kids, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do when you grow up? And so it deals with that. And so we're going to have actual audio of a child being asked that, and you have to guess what she answered.
All right.
So, again, that's how it works. You need to call 723-2555, and here is the little girl being asked the question.
So, Abby, what do you want to be when you grow up?
What do you mean?
What do you want to do when you grow up? What would you like to do?
All right, so you hear her being asked. You hear her. Abby responds a little bit. Let's listen one more time.
So, Abby, what do you want to be when you grow up?
What do you mean?
What do you want to do when you grow up? What would you like to do?
What does she want to do?
So we're not telling you how old Abby is, but we're giving you that audio so you can have an approximation. What does Abby want to do when she grows up? What profession? What job? What does she want to do when she grows up? 715-723-2555.
We're not telling you how old she is because we don't know.
We don't. We don't. We want to give you a Jesus Revolution digital movie download, though. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. No penalty for wrong answers. You can keep on guessing again as long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days.
All right. Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Good morning. I'd like to say that she would like to be a mother.
A mother. A mother. That is a wonderful job.
Yeah.
A wonderful profession. God bless the mothers. But how was it what Abby answered?
That is not.
It is not. Try again. 715-723-2555.
Good morning. What does Abby want to do when she grows up?
She would like to be a doctor.
A doctor.
Good try, but that's not it.
Not a doctor.
And let's see.
715-723-2555. Abby, that you just heard in the clip, what does she want to do when she grows up?
Mm-hmm.
715-723-2555. You know, a lot of different things.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to be a football player, and then I realized they get hurt a lot. Then I wanted to be a basketball player. Then I realized I wasn't good at that.
Uh-huh.
Then I wanted to write and illustrate children's books.
Huh.
And,
interesting.
Yeah. I probably a few other things in there as well.
For me, it was lawyer or sportscaster. And then I was like, yeah, lawyer's just too much schooling. So sportscaster was what I went with.
There you go.
Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Does she want to be a nurse?
Does she want to be a nurse?
A nurse.
She didn't want to be a doctor. Does she want to be a nurse?
No.
Not a nurse. 715-723-2555.
Good job,
Tuesday trivia.
Boy, nurses do a great service and they get paid well. Good morning.
I'm guessing a counselor.
A counselor.
Counselor.
Does Abby want to be a counselor? No. Again, young Abby in the clip, we don't really know much about her other than we just found this clip and found it interesting. Her mom saying, what do you want to do when you grow up? Yeah.
In the Google age, we've got
to find something that isn't easy. And you know what? If you can Google this, I guess.
I think we're going to push to 8:15, but good morning. What's your guess?
School teacher.
A school teacher. That's a classic answer.
Thank you, teacher.
Not correct. All right. Well, we've run out of our music. I'm going to start it up again because it's so fun. But 723-2555, what does Abby want to do when she grows up? Hi, what do you think?
Hello. She says she wants to take care of monkeys.
She wants to what?
Take care of monkeys.
Huh. Take care of monkeys.
All right, let's listen to the question and see here. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Michael, and I'm from Eau Claire.
Michael and Eau Claire. All right, take care of monkeys.
Take care of monkeys.
That's correct, Michael.
What? Michael, how in the world did you know that?
You know what? I was actually just watching a video right when you guys were saying something about it. So it was perfect.
That is
Was it TikTok, Facebook? Where did you see it?
YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube.
There we go.
You were meant to win, Michael.
I guess so.
Look, I was meant to win a few weeks ago, but, you know, I think God picked right now to be the perfect time.
Well, there you go, Michael. We're going to hook you up with a free digital download of the Jesus Revolution movie, my friend. You hang on. Yes, Abby wants to take care of monkeys.
I know it. And Michael, I thought we were for sure going to go to 8:15.
I thought we were
going
to stump you guys for forever, but you know what? I guess, you know, it pays to watch YouTube and to listen to WIB.
Acts at the same time. And predictions. Sometimes we make them looking to the future, and sometimes we look back at predictions that were made.
And this is interesting. From 75 years ago, so that would be 1948, some predictions made about what life would be like now.
For instance, rocket passengers would travel through space from New York to San Francisco in less than 2 hours.
I don't think we're quite there yet.
We fly pretty fast, but I don't think we're quite there.
75 years ago, again, a popular magazine made these predictions. They said, in quotes, housewives would wash dirty dishes right down the drain thanks to cheap plastic that would melt in hot water.
Wow. We're not quite there yet.
That's kind of cool, though.
That's weird. Another prediction made 75 years ago by a popular magazine is that men would have no more fights with the razor. He'd whisk away whiskers with a chemical solution.
Made by Gillette, still. Mm-hmm. Predictions about the future from 75 years ago, back in 1948, they said this in a popular magazine. Homes in the South would have inches-deep lakes on their roofs to help them keep cool.
Huh. Well, you know, I mean,
I wouldn't mind a rooftop pool.
Yeah, right. And finally, this morning, this prediction from 75 years ago, because everything in her home is waterproof, the housewife can do her daily cleaning with a hose.
I mean, sometimes if you have toddlers in the home, too, it's like, man, it would be easier if I could just kind of spray them down.
I know. I had never heard of this before until this morning.
Yeah, neither had I. And the thing is, as pet owners, you have more pets in your household than we do. We have a dog and a cat. But I kind of feel like, you know, hey, as the chief bacon bringer for the home, that I kind of sink a lot of money into taking care of these pets. And I didn't know that I'm supposed to do this, too.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it before. And we're asking, should we be doing this? Should we be applying sunscreen to our pets?
It would seem like dogs and cats have built-in sun protection, but according to a survey of some American pet owners, doesn't mean that they actually know what they're talking about, but according to a survey, it's not enough. You got to do more for Fido and Fluffy.
Yeah, 15% of American pet owners apply sunscreen to their pet.
Like you would to your toddler?
I just can't imagine it. I mean,
Where do you put it?
Athena's our mini Aussie Shepherd. She's about 40 pounds. A lot of fur. I mean, a lot of dog hair on her. She sheds. Not popular with me. But anyhow, you got a miniature poodle in West. I just can't imagine it.
Respond. Let us know on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670. Shoot us a text or a voicemail. Do you apply sunscreen to your pet? And if so, why? I mean, is it like a really short haired cat? Or after, you know, you bring your dog to the groomer and you're just like, hey, I don't want him or her to get sunburned. It just seems odd to me. Now, there's 85%, again, of pet owners, according to the survey, who wouldn't even think of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there's 15% of people who own pets who think that is something necessary. And should I be feeling guilty that I have never once thought of doing that ever?
I don't know. Do they put it on their nose or what? I don't know.
I don't know.
Not only have I never done it, I've never even thought about it.
Ever.
I have thought about seeing Colton Dixon at One Fest coming up. Here he is on WIB.